120thezone.com.
Whereas these guys absolutely love the show, the Nuclear B. This is sent in from Ron and Jennifer Sorensen. This track is called 10 Years Gone from their latest release called Through It All. And they said your support of the local music scene is so much appreciated. Folks can hear the entire album on Spotify, YouTube, and anywhere they can stream their music.
Turn my mic on. Perfect.
There you go.
Always good to support the listeners of the show. Georgie boy, I've put this off for a while. I apologize to you.
No, usually...
It's probably time for the NBA minute.
Hey, usually Gary puts me last.
Oh, like last?
Like last.
Nobody puts Georgie last.
Yeah, I'm at the front of the bus.
Yeah, hit this thing.
All right, 60 seconds to talk about whatever I want to in the league. I got to give some love to Devontae Graham. Now, nobody thought that they'd be talking about somebody from the Charlotte Hornets, but Devontae Graham, a second-round pick, put up 40 yesterday and is having one hell of a season. He's probably the front-runner right now for most improved player. Hey, like I said yesterday, Kawhi Leonard was going to get some love in Toronto, and they did him exactly how he was supposed to be treated when he went back to Toronto, and even gave him an L. I like that. By the way, I have a bone to pick with SportsCenter. SportsCenter showed Pacers and Celtics highlights. The Pacers won by 5 points, but you would have never known if you just watched those highlights. All I saw was Kemba Walker. Yeah, he put up 44, but man, can the Pacers get a like just one positive highlight? I'm not asking much. Tonight, we got some good games. Boston and Philadelphia. I got my eyes all over Portland and Denver. Dallas and Detroit also in action tonight. Hey, the association is doing well right now. I'm excited. Shout out to the Pacers. By the way, Victor Oladipo just got unmasked on The Masked Singer. Did very well. It's a big deal.
Is that actually them saying, or they auto-tune all those?
I think there are some that do have auto-tune help. But Victor can blow.
Oh, can?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's released an album last year? Either last year or earlier on this year. He's got some pipes for real. But like,
how do you get unmasked? Or like what, like you just get voted off?
I think you get voted off, and he got top four.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, he's good. And then he beat Michelle Williams, who used to be in Destiny's Child. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
I was a big fan of Michelle.
Me too. I was Chicago.
Unsung hero of that group.
Really?
Yeah.
I was a Kelly guy.
Oh, yeah, well, I got the wrong one. Kelly Rowland.
Kelly Rowland.
You're right. Yeah. That was what it was.
I was a Kelly guy. Yep.
I got him switched around.
Which happens.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, I'm good either way.
Yeah. Like, for instance, Ninja was the first one that was unmasked.
Okay.
I think he was a little auto-tuned.
I got you.
Yeah. But still, having the balls go up there and do that's something.
Good work if you can get it.
That paycheck, though.
Just to go on the show?
I think the paycheck is for real, because they had a really good first season.
Yeah.
I think the paycheck is real nice.
Better than playing video games for $500,000 a month?
I don't think Ninja's going to quit his job and just start performing with a mask on.
You get through that? Yeah, say you just do that for like 3 years.
Yeah.
With no growth. You're in pretty good shape.
Oh, yeah. You're set up.
Because I mean, that's probably going to go on for a while.
Has to.
Until the next new thing comes along.
Verse, I've gotten a couple emails out, and I've been kind of like annoying. I'm going to try when you're here to get Dr. Lupo on with us. Very famous streamer out of Omaha.
Okay.
1.5 million followers on Twitter. Friends with Ninja as well.
Huh. What's his name?
Dr. Lupo.
Okay.
I'm going to... And if somebody's got a connection out there and they want to send me something, Georgia1620@zone.com.
Why don't you just go to Twitter?
I mean, I like I said, I've got a couple things out already.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Any responses?
No, not yet.
Interesting.
Not yet.
Interesting.
So,
You're going to have to conduct that whole interview.
Yeah, I just want to dive into the whole aspect of streaming and the popularity, and I just want to dive deep. Somebody that's
it's TV to people now. I asked the kid.
Oh yeah.
Like, why do you watch that? Like, it's like watching a show. Mm-hmm. You know, there it's just a different show.
And it's like watching somebody that is really good at. It's like somebody compared it to, say, you're watching a basketball player that's really good at playing basketball. Mm-hmm. It's just like that.
And I had to. I mean, I would always make fun of people for doing that until I found myself watching my nephews play for like 2 hours one day. I was like, oh, it's the same thing. Just instead of watching on the screen, I'm just watching these two idiots do this right here. Michael says, man, The Masked Singer is the worst show on TV. Not sure how it's still on. I tried watching without commercials and still couldn't do it.
Hey, I've never seen a full episode. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No. The only reason why I knew
somebody got to be watching.
Yo, the only reason I knew about Vic is because a lot of people figured it out early. So
did they get clues?
They perform every week.
Right.
And then so like during some of their like little vignettes, they'll have clues.
Okay.
Of like who they might be. But the clues are, I'm not going to lie, some of the clues are good, but you could tell for some of them. And I guess Vic was figured out really early, but he had to keep it under wraps. Like he wasn't allowed to say anything. So
right.
People had asked him like, no, dude, I'm not, but I heard it's a good show. And then he got revealed yesterday. So
interesting.
Yeah. It's not for me.
You just watched the highlights. I got it.
Oh, yeah, I
got you.
That's my dude.
Fair. All right, we got to run out here. I'll come back and talk to Brian Munson, get in some recruiting. Don't you fret, Husker fans. Help is on the way. And Munson will tell us who that is when we return to the Gary Sharp Show, 1620 Zone, on a local music Thursday.